Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
I'm not gonna lie, that intro music still gets me fired up.
So do I.
I love Danny Warsnap so much.
I love it. Look, life on the front lines requires you to step up your game. Owned and operated by former Navy SEAL Sean Matson, CardoMax has designed just the right supplements for you and is offering Drinking Bros an exclusive offer. Buy one, get one free on your first order. Go to CardoMax.com. Use the promo code DB. It's CardoMax.com, helping you achieve your max. Why are we leading with that, D'Anthony? Because I got a little phone call from Mr. Sean Matson. This is the first news of the fake news, but this is real news. Hence, the theme song is coming a tad later from Hans Zimmer.
Yep.
Leg injury.
It's also...
Sean Matson is out for the race on Saturday. Yes.
No.
Yep.
He's making that announcement on April the 1st. How are we supposed to take any of this seriously?
I know, and I hate April Fool's Day, but this happened. He hit me up yesterday. Yeah. So he said he's still going to go and support the fine young woman who is running to try to break the record, but he is out of the race on Saturday, so that full body shave will have to wait another year. I think he injured his leg during training, which, let's face it, when you're running around in an 84-pound bomb suit,
yeah, no shit,
is going to happen. At that age, I told him, man, what's the age that you stop? How old is too old to try to break Guinness World Records?
The only Guinness I'm breaking is, the bottle over somebody's head after I've had too many.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he needs to calm down.
It sucks. I was looking forward to that on Saturday.
Yeah, me too. I was also looking forward to Rocco got me this morning a little, like, for just a quarter of 1 second, probably.
Okay.
Which is less time than you have to react to a 95-mile-per-hour fastball. So I feel okay that I missed it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he posted a thing. It was a fake Deadline article that said he was going to be he was going to star in the Nacho Libre fucking reboot.
Yeah.
And I just thought of him in the same style, the look that he had for Range 15, the mm-hmm. bald head and the fucking big mustache as Nacho Libre in that outfit. And it made me laugh so hard. I was like, I don't care if this is true or not. It's already true in my head, in my heart.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And in your heart.
Mostly in my heart.
In your hearts. Rocco's killing it this year on Mayans. If you have not seen the new season, it is out now.
Much bigger role than before.
Yes, and you can catch up on the episodes you missed, the last couple on FX.
And now that it's fucking...
on Hulu. It's on FX, but FX has a deal with Hulu.
Yeah.
So then you can go and watch it anytime.
And now that it's baseball season, we'll have him back. He's a big baseball fan, too. He actually plays a lot with those... what is it? The Heroes Baseball mm-hmm. Organization or whatever that's in San Antonio. Does a lot of stuff with them, so we'll...
He's a Dodgers fan.
Yeah.
And everybody's saying they're going to repeat. Today's opening day. Everyone is saying the Dodgers are going to repeat. Who do you got, Dan?
Not the Dodgers.
Really?
I think the Braves are going to win the World Series this year.
Boy.
Well, we'll see, right?
I hope, as
long as they stay healthy, when Soroka comes back, if he gets back in a groove, they've got one of the best rotations in baseball.
Yeah.
They're still missing a closer. Maybe they'll go out and trade... Maybe they'll make me happy and get Archie Bradley, who's one of our dear friends.
I was really
hoping they were going to sign him. They got
on the Phillies.
Phillies got him for 1 year, $6 million. You couldn't have afforded that, Atlanta. You sons of bitches. Jesus Christ. And he throws gas, too.
No.
Motherfuckers.
He's got that heat, dude.
Anyways.
We didn't get Archie Bradley, though. We didn't.
No.
But to everybody out there.
He's my enemy, by the way.
Well, he's not our enemy. He's our friend, but he's just wearing a different uniform for half the year.
Frenemy?
Yeah. To everybody out there who's watching baseball around the world, happy baseball day. Today is opening day. It's always a blast. Going through a little bit of controversy here. I got home last night, and I don't know if this is in the news today, Dan. Mm. So forgive me, but it is real news. Biden was on television last night on ESPN.
Really?
Yes,
I see that.
With Sage Steele. He did an interview with Sage Steele about his disappointment and letting the Texas Rangers open at full capacity.
Yeah.
And Max did a 3-minute interview with Sage Steele.
I saw it on First Take this morning, and Max Kellerman was like, because all he does is suck dick, right? Max Kellerman should change his name to Dong Chugger, because that's all he does is chug dong all the time.
Yeah.
What a piece of shit. Even Stephen A. Smith was like, Yeah, I get what you're saying, but, you know, baseball is pretty dope. Let's get away from this stupid shit. Yeah. You can't watch ESPN anymore, to be honest. It's intolerable.
Very political. The weird thing is we know Sage Steele in real life. She's cool as shit and wants nothing to do with politics.
I can't imagine she does. Her dad was an Army captain, I think in First Cav, if I'm not mistaken.
When we chatted with her, and this is in real life, like off air, obviously, she's just like, man, I love sports. I love my job. All I want to do is talk about sports.
Yeah.
But, you know, the president calls and wants to be on SportsCenter. What are you going to do?
Well, it's not like she's choosing, you know what I mean, to have that conversation.
Although, can you imagine if she said, hey, we're going to go ahead and nix that guest. Who is it? The president? Yeah, let's get him out of here.
I would do that. Honestly, that would be worth it to just ask them, like, be in a position, because you know he doesn't have the answer to the question you're about to ask, and just ask him the question and see what happens. That's what I want to see.
And then a quick update to news-wise for us. I alluded to a guest that we were going to have on the show. They already canceled. Did you see that?
Oh, no. It just moved it, right?
I didn't see it get rescheduled.
Who are you talking about? Homeboy. Sapp?
No. Warren Sapp will do the show.
Prince?
Yeah.
No, it just got moved.
It did?
I don't remember when.
Okay.
But that's what it said in the email. Ari said he moved it to somewhere else,
right.
I think.
All right.
Hold on. Let me look.
I would still be shocked.
Yeah,
are we allowed to say who it is?
It's on May 10th now.
Okay.
Yeah, so a month or so.
All right. We'll see.
Yeah, it's, I mean, we can say, I don't care if he comes on or not, but it's Darren Prince. He's Beto O'Rourke, campaign manager.
Robert O'Rourke's campaign manager.
Right.
Yeah. Which leads me to believe if they're doing media, and in particular shows like this, because a lot of people have been like, holy shit, I can't believe all the guests you guys have had on. Well, I mean, at this amount of listeners, you know, 10.3 million. Yes, you want to come on to that audience no matter what, where, who it is. And then if you get in arguments, you get in arguments, right? But at least you're getting your message out to 10 million people. With that, I could only think in the back of my mind why you would do that. And it's got to be if he's running for senator. Because
Or governor in a couple of years, yeah. I mean, like you...
Well, no, it's up. Dude, it's 2021. So next year is... This is the time where you start going
is
out.
Governor,
saying, hey.
I thought governor was 24. Is it 21 or 22?
Well, no, but the senators are 22.
So, one of them is, yeah.
Yeah.
And but the governor, I think, is 24.
Right. Which means that he wouldn't run for governor. He'd probably be running for that Senate seat.
Oh, he's probably going to run for both because he's not going to win that Senate seat.
There shouldn't be a Senate seat up in 2022.
Cornyn
just ran and Cruz was 18.
Yeah.
So there's no Senate
seat.
It'll
be 24.
Check it real quick.
Oh, nice.
Check it.
Nice rip. Marcelo Zuna starting off the year.
Well. Is he going back to Congress, maybe? Are you allowed to do that?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want, but I don't know why he would come do a show here for a thing in El Paso, although El Paso is a very large military community as well.
Correct,
so
yes.
Who knows?
Governor is 2022. Ooh.
Yeah, okay, there it is. It's governor. He's running for governor.
What if he does?
He's definitely running for governor. Otherwise, he wouldn't have a campaign committee running right now. Yeah. Whether or not he makes it to the full-blown campaign before people laugh him out of the building remains to be seen. You know what I mean? A lot of people were encouraged by... It wasn't close in Texas, but it was relatively close compared to previous years.
Correct, yeah.
But it's a red herring because Trump lost a lot of old white voters, and there's a lot of old white people that vote Republican here in Texas, and he pissed a lot of them off, and they either didn't vote or they voted for Biden just because Trump was such a cunt to old people.
He won Texas by a landslide.
He did, yeah, but it was closer than it should have been. Beto has no chance to win governor in this state. No chance. As badly as Cruz ran his campaign and is disliked. Remember, he was disliked pretty well back in 2018. You know what I mean? And when he started that podcast and started to rehumanize himself again, he got more popular. But back in 2018, he was not well liked by people in Texas. He still won by 4 points, which is a goddamn huge margin of victory. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wonder, just thinking about this out loud now that we're talking about it. All right, so if governor's up in 2022 here, you're not on a presidential ticket, so you can't go down ballot.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a popularity contest. Would he be up against wheelchair Bob?
Yes.
Or would it be somebody else?
I don't think Abbott's dropping out.
No, Abbott's staying in, and he is wildly popular.
Yeah, for opening businesses and everything else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, they need a candidate on that side. It would make sense.
Yeah.
I guess we'll ask him about it if they stick to that interview.
A lot of people have been coming over. I wanted to give these guys a shout out. I don't really know much about them. Seems like they're kind of right leaning, but PT News Network, PTNN.TV, and they have a YouTube channel as well.
Okay.
Have been shouting us out a bunch lately, apparently, because a lot of people have been commenting on our shit that I came here from PT News Network. So go check them out and see what they're all about, guys. I mean, they seem, I haven't really read too much of their stuff. They're an independent news network that does, it's a little bit like Drinker Bros in some ways, but they're primarily focused on news, and they do a lot of comedic shit as well. So
okay.
If you're over here from PTT or PT News Network, integrate, go join our private Facebook groups, Drinker Bros, Drinker Bros Sports, all those, talk to all of our people, let them know who you are and what you guys stand for and all that shit. And I'm just curious what their community is like.
Yeah. And the other thing we wanted to thank you about was our other show on Drinking Bros History, which is our own channel now. Softcore History, hosted by Hot Bob and Fake Dan. You guys did it. You put them on the charts today. So keep downloading, rating, and reviewing their show and drive it up to the top of the history charts on iTunes. Congratulations, fellas.
Appreciate it. All the love.
Who is, repeat it, who's on the, it's the Blood?
This past week's episode was about a woman called the Blood Countess.
Okay.
She liked to just torture the shit out of her servant girls. She was a Hungarian noblewoman in the 1500s, late 1500s. She just was really, torture was, and murder was pretty much her hobby. This is something I forgot to share yesterday, but when the police came in to like search her house, mm-hmm. after like the townspeople were like, all right, there's no girls left.
That's how you know something is afoot. Like, there's like 10,000 people in the city, and there's like four girls. I'm like, hey, somebody see all the girls?
It took them two rooms. They got two rooms in before they found that's all it took. Like, it wasn't like a deep search into the house or anything.
Sure.
They found like a body just in the fireplace that they had like neglected to burn. They're like, we'll get around to burning this.
Wait
body.
A minute. Let me stop you right here. So yes, Brandon Busby, Derek White is definitely coming back. They finally are able to move into their new place in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Fucking finally after. They've been trying to move since December.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Anyways, that's not what I was stopping you for. What I'm stopping you for is what Bill Schofield just said. Fake Dan, you're talking about surviving a fight with two baboons. Are you out of your goddamn mind? You would die immediately with one baboon.
Is that what you said on the show?
Dan thinks he could beat the shit out of two baboons.
No, it would. One baboon would rip your arms off and beat you to death with it. He's shaking his head over here. You're full of shit, dude. You've dangerously overplayed your hand right here with these baboons.
Nah.
That's crazy.
We're getting
baboons.
I
can take a little fucking baboon any day. I'm punting that bitch across the moon.
who's your show next week? Do you guys have your topic?
We usually figure that out Sunday, Monday.
Nice.
I think it's Dan's week though, right?
Yeah. And you guys take turn, the three of you guys?
Yeah, us two and our other host, Jake Goldman, will just go week by week. Dan likes to go with the biographies usually. Jake's kind of all over the place, and since these two haven't read a book, I usually have to go from like 1700 and before. Ancient history up to 1700 is typically me. Although Jake did catch a late Renaissance.
I'm with you. I like the biographies. That's my jam as well, as far as history goes. And I like to, I read a lot of books, but I prefer biographies. Those are my favorite. Big fan of you guys' show. Congratulations. Download Softcore History and keep them going. You guys are like 150 in the world. Drive it up. Leave some reviews. Now it's time for the news, kids.
The fake news on April Pahool's Day.
First, yeah.
No, but you got to do something really clever these days, by the way, to get away with anything, because I feel like Raycon did one that was pretty funny today. I don't know if you saw theirs.
By raycon.com/drinkerbros.
But they're like the tiniest earbuds you've ever seen. Like, oh, we got these new earbuds. Mm-hmm. And I looked down through the comments. I'm like, certainly people are talking shit. Like, no, it's like, hey, when are they coming out? Like, come on, man. You can't make earbuds that small. I mean, you could, but it would get lost in your fucking ear hole.
Bud Light did a pizza seltzer.
Oh, yeah. That was actually pretty funny. Yeah.
Veggie pizza seltzer.
What's really funny is when we start to torch them with a seltzer that actually tastes good.
I know. I can't wait for that. Mm. It's coming in. The new ones are coming in next week. We're getting closer.
April Pooh's Day, yeah.
Yeah.
You know who's getting closer to going to prison for the rest of her life, although she's already been there, is Ghislaine Maxwell, who's been charged with sex trafficking and acting like a Bond villain. I know you can get charged for that.
Well, she is. Oh, man.
She's a bit of a. She's a henchman. Well, not even a henchman. She's above a henchman. She's not a red shirt from Star Trek. She's like one level. She's a captain, I guess.
She not plays the role. And I'll say this, because you need a woman to lure in other fucking women. And that's what, like, girls gone wild and all that shit.
Even the Blood Countess needed her little fucking group of, like, core handmaids that went and got other girls for her, right?
Yeah.
I was going to say, is it too on the nose to call her Odd Job?
No,
not at all. Not at all.
She wouldn't be Jaws. Odd Job, though, maybe, yeah.
No. And then there's a popular porn series, Girls Out West, from these girls from Australia, and it's all, you know, women who shoot them and lure them in as well.
So. Oh, wow. That's... Wait, when you say shoot them, you mean shoot them or...
Film, yeah, yeah. It'd be a different kind of porn.
I don't know why this is the fucking sign language for film, no.
It's a circle. I studied at the Helen Keller Institute.
Keller Institute of American Sign Language.
Tecumseh, yeah. Alabama. Big fan.
Named after William Tecumseh Sherman,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As is the Sherman tank.
Ah, look.
He did a lot of stuff, apparently.
A lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff in sign language, a lot of stuff in tank language.
Yeah, very big tank language guy. The former girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein, likely suicide victim. She's been charged with sex trafficking. According to prosecutors, Maxwell facilitated Jeffrey Epstein's access to minor victims, knowing he had sexual preference for underage girls and that he intended to engage in sexual activity with those victims. Maxwell also encouraged the victims to recruit other girls and were brought to Epstein's homes as if they weren't already pieces of shit already. Maxwell and Epstein have also been accused of abusing women over the age of 18.
Well, certainly not surprised by that. And by the way, if you're wondering about the recruitment aspect, Maxwell can be charged. So if you're a leader of an organized crime organization, and that's probably how they're going to prosecute this in some kind of RICO way. Mm-hmm. If you're the leader or somebody that speaks for the leader and you give someone an order, you're as guilty of that crime as they are. So for example, if this was the mob, I was the Don, you were one of my captains. I said, hey, go kill this dude. And you told Giorgio, hey, go kill that dude.
Yep.
Giorgio's responsible. You're responsible. And I'm responsible. We all get charged with first degree murder, right? That's how it works. That's why she can get charged with them.
Yeah. I was watching that's NXIVM sex cult doc HBO. And it was very similar where you had the girl from Smallville working with the dude.
Yep.
And then they were recruiting people and all that.
I mean, Squeaky Fromm, right?
Yeah.
Same kind of deal.
Same kind of deal. Yeah.
I mean, Charles Manson never, to our knowledge, ever actually killed anybody, right? He just directed other people to kill other people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways,
with this though, I'm surprised two things on this one. One, that she hasn't flipped and just mentioned everybody and gotten out of this, because from what I hear, all the articles that I've read thus far, her life in prison has been fucking hell. They're waking her up like every hour on the hour, strip searches, anal searches, the whole thing in prison. Right.
I do. I mean, it seems like she's not had a good time. And we've postulated a few times on this show that it seemed like she was cooperating because so many of these trafficking rings have gone down one after another. I think it's been like 15
right.
of them. 15 of them in the last 9 months, I think.
So then why put her out into the world during this? And
I've got a theory.
Okay.
My theory is that some of the sex trafficking rings were starting to button up a little bit because they suspected the same thing we did, that she's talking. Now you formally charge her. You can go back to fucking knocking down cells. That's what I think.
Ah,
I mean, that's what I would do if I was in that situation, to be honest.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Look, that would make sense. Mm. But yeah, if I were her, look, Epstein's dead. All these other fucking famous people flee immediately and she could never be seen with any of them again anyways.
Right.
I'm sure she's got one rich friend somewhere in the Swiss Alps or whatever that she could reside with and then live out her life doing whatever the fuck it is right. she does. Possibly write a book or whatever it's going to be.
She won't make it out of this alive.
And that was my next question. What was your prediction of how long she will live then?
I mean, I think she'll live until the government's done with her and then they'll let her loose and then somebody's going to fucking murk her ass. That's what I think.
Mm.
Maybe she gets some time in prison, but even if she goes to prison, she'll have to be in solitary for the rest of her life because if she gets out into gen pop, she's dead. They don't fucking put up with that shit. How funny is it that the way that prisoners treat pedophiles is more appropriate than the way the public at large does or the criminal justice
system. Chomos is what they call them on the inside.
Yeah, short eyes, whatever the fuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's the expectation is if you go into prison as a short eyes or a pedophile or sometimes even a rapist, depending on the nature of your crime, you don't make it out. Right.
Right.
You get raped to death or stabbed or some shit like that. So, you know, we'll see what happens with her. Apparently, this one woman who was anonymous, she was 26 at the time. This is the one that was over 18, or at least one of the ones.
Right.
She was told to tell people she was 17.
Ah.
Right? Which is weird. I mean, she may as well have gone to Hollywood and been a fucking child actor, I guess.
Yeah.
Or a child actor, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Epstein and Maxwell allegedly threatened to feed her to the alligators if she tried to report the crimes, as well as have her 8-year-old son deported from the United States.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Not great.
Epstein
avoided facing charges by dying mysteriously, obviously. Remains to be seen if Ghislaine Maxwell will meet the same fate. I hope, again, this is my genuine wish, is that the government gets everything out of her, arrests all these people, arrests all of the celebrities and politicians as well, and then they tell her, all right, you're free to go, and instead they just march her out in front of the jail, turn the cameras on, and shoot her right in the back of the fucking head.
Right.
Doesn't deserve to live.
No. And I don't know if she will. This whole thing is very curious. And then let's say this does go to trial.
Mm.
Is this going to be a public trial like the George Floyd trial?
It fucking should be, right?
That's what I think. Because this,
I don't think it'll be allowed to be. I mean, you think about the people that control the exec or the judiciary, right?
Right.
The executive has quite a bit of authority over the judiciary branch. And I would be shocked if any of these fucking power hungry cunts are going to let her take the stand, because you don't know what the fuck she's going to say.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, these political powerhouses like the Clintons and the fucking, I mean, not even just Democrats, by the way, it's everybody.
Yeah.
If they let her take the stand, that's going to be bad news. I wouldn't be surprised to see like some kind of military, like paramilitary action against a prison she's being held in if they think she's going to testify or something like that, because this is like literal royalty, but also like American royalty.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I
mean, presidents and shit.
What would you do if you're a political powerhouse and all of your shit is wrapped up in your image, all your power and money and your family for the next 200 years is wrapped up in this shit? What are you going to do to stop that from ending? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Kill him. You gotta right. Ice him.
You're certainly gonna try.
And the reason why I have my phone here, by the way, is like, so on Twitter, if you can see, I mean, obviously the size of a fucking iPhone. The top third of it for all week has been the George Floyd trial.
Yeah.
And it's just streaming live on Twitter. So when you go, and that's kind of their homepage, you are watching this trial all day long. I'm not sure what they're doing now. It's a little later in the day, I guess, but,
Why not
do the same thing with her, I guess, is my question.
It should be streaming on the internet.
Yes.
Like on C-SPAN, somewhere with no political commentary, to stream it public access.
Because she went into court. I have not even seen a picture of her yet.
No.
The whole thing is very, very strange.
Yep.
Speaking of alleged sex trafficking,
yep.
Matt Gaetz was also under investigation after being accused of sex trafficking involving a minor. The congressman is being accused of traveling across state lines with a 17-year-old girl who he was having sexual relations. Gaetz has denied the allegation and claims it is verifiably untrue, and then he traveled anywhere with any teenage girl or whatever. This is where things start to get sticky for me. Okay.
Right.
I chatted a tad about this on Cirque this morning on our Patreon. Go to Patreon, Drinking Bros Podcast on Patreon. That gets fucking dark shit we can't air in real life. Chatted a little bit about this because I'd gotten so many fucking messages about it last night. Here's the sticky situation with this whole Matt Gaetz deal, and I'll kind of get into the rest of this story here. So 2 days ago, he is rumored to have been leaving Congress to go take a job at Newsmax and be a reporter, have his own show there, right? Newsmax is gaining in ratings since Fox is going a little more left. I understand that. We've had him on the show before. You and I got to chat with him before and after for a little bit.
And it's not unlike what Tulsi Gabbard is doing. She's just doing it in independent media. She's starting her own podcast.
Correct.
So she can have her own conversations. And we say this all the time. People that buck the political powers that be don't last.
Right.
One way or another.
Right.
Most of them get fucked over. Some people that are smart choose to leave at the earliest possible convenience. And that's what presumably Matt was doing.
Yes. You know, numerous times on the show, we have said he was a rising star in the Republican Party. And again, we have had him on the show and chatted with him or whatever. When he came in to do our show, it was very professional, like, you know, round of publicists, all of the things, like, you know, boom, 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 scheduling wise, everything else. He seemed like a pro. an absolute pro politician who was ready for the next stage, whatever that was going to be. Mm. Knowing that, and knowing what's going on, especially with the Ghislaine Maxwell bullshit, the one thing you can't do is have sex with a minor or even be close to a minor, or this news story is going to explode.
Right.
Now, you know, when the New York Times broke this story, they said that it was due to an extortion plot of $25 million.
Right.
That's, you know, he was getting extorted. He finally had to go to the FBI.
Yeah.
And then he calls Tucker Carlson a couple hours after this story broke and goes on Tucker Carlson. Now, I watched the interview on Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, I did too. And he's talking about somebody's, like, he actually named a guy's name. So it's a, yes, it's a Department of Justice official named David McGee, mm-hmm, who is clear, apparently demanded $25 million in return for not smearing his name. Now, just to be clear, just because the guy is trying to extort him doesn't mean he's not guilty of the crime. I don't know. I'm not saying he is, by the way.
Same.
Like, I haven't seen any evidence one way or another, but Gates says it's demonstrably untrue. I don't know how that, I don't know what that means necessarily, but he seems pretty confident that it's demonstrably untrue. I mean, if you know you didn't do something, you didn't do it, right?
Right. But here's where things got weird for me in that Tucker Carlson interview. Mm-hmm. Okay. There was one moment in the interview where he's talking to Tucker Carlson and he says, you know, you and your wife and I and this woman all had dinner together. And Tucker Carlson was just, I mean, frozen. He was like, what? What dinner? I don't remember going to a dinner.
Tucker didn't remember?
Correct. And if it's just the four of you.
Right.
And it's you, your wife, Matt Gaetz, and whoever he's with, you're going to tell me that you don't remember a dinner? Like, you know, because if you're Tucker and you're in that spot, either it's live and you're trying to deflect from your own shit, because let's say this girl does come back as 17 years old and you were there, mm-hmm, at the fucking dinner and you're the superstar from Fox News, you're going to be fucked too. The whole entire piece, even at the end of it, Tucker Carlson was on air, mm, and said, this is the weirdest interview I have ever done.
Yeah.
I didn't understand what was going on. The other thing about it is, if you're Matt Gaetz, why not go on Tucker Carlson, which is the biggest platform you could possibly go on within 2 hours?
Yeah.
And just say, look, I was either dating a girl, not with a girl. Say who the girl was. Say the girl's age.
Yeah.
That way everything is fine at that point.
So I'm missing something. So the time that he was allegedly with this woman, he was actually at dinner with Tucker Carlson. That's what his claim.
That's what he said on Tucker Carlson.
And Tucker didn't remember this.
Yes. And Tucker Carlson, if you can pull it up, Hot Bob, Tucker Carlson.
I mean, that's crazy. That would be a level of hubris. Like, you would just expect,
correct,
Tucker to go in line with whatever you're saying.
And that's what it felt like. And you're live, so you have nowhere to go. Mm. And that show is actually shot live. So
yeah.
You have nowhere to go in that. And the look on Tucker Carlson's face was priceless. It is rare that he is shocked by anything. And what does it say? That he's livid? Go back to the news, not the pictures. Get out of there. Go to the news. Yeah, pop open that. CNN is fine, the top one. All right, Tucker Carlson livid after Matt Gaetz tries to rope him into the controversy. Look, I fucking hate CNN, but that is exactly what it seemed like as a viewer,
yeah,
to me when I was watching this interview live on Wednesday last night. I was just like, he was like, what, motherfucker? Like, hey, we're bros, but like, to a certain level.
I mean, if you're in private and the dude's wife's like, hey, was he with you last night? You're like, yeah, that's like bro code shit. I wouldn't lie. I would be like, no, he wasn't.
But Tucker can't. Because he's live on air, and that footage would live forever. So say
he can't lie about that.
No, say this girl comes back, like, and she is 17 years old.
Yeah, and somebody's going to find Tucker's credit card receipt from another place in a different part of the country for that day or some shit like that. People are fucking too smart to get away with that.
Well, not only
anymore.
Too smart, but then if this girl does come back at 17 years old, Tucker's fucked then.
Yeah, it's a crime, yeah.
For going out with, well, it's not a crime for Tucker, but he's going to
Well, I mean.
Because he doesn't have to ask for her ID. He doesn't know, but still. A 17-year-old is a 17-year-old, and that's when shit gets dicey, right?
Well, so this guy's the guy's being extorted, right? Apparently,
Gaetz,
Gaetz, yeah. And according to him, his dad, the guy was trying to go through his dad, and his dad wore a wire and gave the tape to the FBI, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know what he allegedly said was, in exchange for making these horrible sex trafficking allegations against me go away, my dad, my father got a text message demanding a meeting where in person he would want $25 million. Right.
Yeah.
So who the fuck knows about any of that bullshit? But on two separate occasions during the interview with Tucker, the congressman attempted to drag him into this. I don't know.
Yes. There was 2 points in that interview where he did. Yes.
So
correct.
The 2 points, at least in one of them, I don't remember the other one, but at least in one of them, he tried to mention Tucker being falsely accused in the past to try to rope him in as well.
Correct. That was the first one. And then the second one was the dinner. And like, look,
yeah, that was very bizarre. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean anything. Maybe he's just nervous
No, here's what Matt Gaetz said. He goes, remember when this happened to you 20 years ago with this woman or whatever, Tucker, you could see there was a look where it was just like,
motherfucker, what are you trying to bring?
Why are you putting me in? Yeah. Cause now that's in the audience's mind. And if they would have forgot it, they would have forgot it. The whole thing was super bizarre. The end of it was, why did this story come out now?
Right.
And Matt Gaetz's response was, well, I was working with the FBI and we were sending her the first payment of the money. And it was $2.5 million was supposed to be wired to her. Now that wire can't go through.
Who's the her in that statement?
Or the lawyer, whoever is extorting him.
David McGee.
Whoever that is extorting him. Yeah. Now, if that's David McGee or David McGee repping somebody.
Some cutout, yeah.
I don't know that either.
Yeah.
But Matt Gaetz said, now that wire can't go through. The whole deal is blown. And now we might not find out what the extortion or what's going to happen. And he said, refer all your questions to this guy at the DOJ. I've never been more shocked by a fucking interview live on Fox.
That's
one,
weird.
Two, like, dude, we have had the guy on the show again. That is the one thing you cannot do in Congress these days. Like,
I mean, 17 is different than a child, obviously. Right.
Right.
But that's really fucking stupid. Cause to be honest, Florida is not one of these states. 18 is the age of consent in Florida, but most of the states in the country, 17 is the age of consent. I'm just saying, I'm not excusing the behavior. I'm just saying in most states, that's the case. Not in his though.
Right.
Right. He knows that.
Yes.
Anyways, that narrative that, the reason all this started with him being investigated by the FBI is because of this leak or whatever is just simply not true, because he's being investigated in a broader probe into a guy named Joel Greenberg, a former tax collector in Florida, who has already been indicted last summer and was arrested on June 23rd. Right. So this has been going on for a lot longer. I don't know when this alleged extortion attempt happened.
Okay.
He said it was on March 16th. So about 9 months after the dude that he was being investigated as part of his ring got indicted, not arrested, but indicted. Right?
Okay.
So that seems a little unbelievable, but again, we'll reserve judgment. I don't know, frankly. I just know that to even let yourself get into the situation. I mean, he said on Tucker's show that he had that 17-year-old with him at dinner with Tucker, or he had a separate woman.
He said, you were at dinner with us. So who the us is in that situation is unclear.
Like him and his wife or some shit?
Tucker and his wife, but like...
No, I mean, like Matt and his wife?
Thing. Matt. So Gaetz is engaged.
Yeah.
So if it was your fiance, why wouldn't you just say, hey, man, we were having fucking dinner with my fiance. You were there. Why would he be referencing some other woman other than his fiance? None of this makes sense to me.
No, it seems... you know, and look, he's under a lot of pressure. So I it's the principle of charity. I give people the benefit of the doubt until there's proof otherwise. Now, when I see some proof that this guy did what they said he did, honestly, fuck him. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
But until then, we'll see.
I'm the same way, and I don't have an answer for you either way. All I can tell you is what we knew when we met him. But look, that's happened before with other people.
Yeah.
Take fucking Kinzinger, for example. Like, you know.
Yeah, he obviously his crime is just being a fucking power hungry cunt, but which is, you know, not as bad as trying to bank 17-year-olds when you're a fucking grown man, I guess. But you know,
yeah,
we'll see what happens.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. Hey, we don't know, but know this, and I'm saying this in all sincerity. I don't give a fuck what party they're on, and if you're having sex with minors, like, dude, you're going down.
Yeah,
and we'll be more than fucking happy to drag you on this goddamn show, regardless of party affiliation or whatever the fuck it is. But in the meantime, yes, let's see how this all shakes out. I just found last night very, very odd.
Yeah,
and I don't really have an explanation for it from a from a PR standpoint, I can't imagine a publicist would approve an interview that quickly for you to just go out to Tucker Carlson and do it. Clearly, Tucker didn't know what the fuck he was going to say because he got buried twice in that interview.
Right. I don't know. Nicholas Caccioni is saying that Gates is referencing another woman that's also being threatened. And I don't know the extent of that. We'll have to look into a little bit more of this stuff to see what's happening. But in the meantime, if you guys have more information on this or links or anything, put them down. Put them in the comments, not in the chat, but put them in the comments on YouTube here so we can read them.
After this airs, the comments will still live forever. Yeah. So I can go back on YouTube and we can go and look it up because we'd be more than happy to. And we do it all the time. For example, last night, Lloyd Burke, old school homie, dude. Day one, Nooners, DB, everything across the board, American Party. Mm. He hit me up with a link for the social media for Donald, the Trump thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll see if that works and whatever. But we check out all of them. I don't know what's going to happen with that either. Therefore, I can't even speculate on it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's funny. Who said it? Let me see. Ivan Huerta just said we're going to need a murder board for the Gates thing. It kind of, the way he was acting on that and during that interview kind of seemed like Charlie Kelly in the basement in the mailroom down there. Remember that shit?
Yeah,
talking about Pepe Sylvia and drawing lines
You're
everywhere.
Looking at that board like, over there.
Yeah. Like, come on, man. It sounded like he had no plan, which kind of makes me give him some of the benefit of the doubt because otherwise most people that are lying have a fucking plan constructed already. Mm-hmm. They're not just hoping that some other dude is going to go along with their story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That seems weird.
Yeah.
Anyways, we'll see what happens. Until then, we're going to get on to Ghost Bed because this is making me sleepy.
It is not, Dan. Yeah. You were up and at 'em today. Ghostbed.com/drinking bros. We'll put all your thoughts about this to bed. Nah, I tried my best, and it wasn't.
No.
Can't win them all every day, Ross. Sorry. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. Everything is 30% off when you type in the promo code drinking bros at checkout. Now, if you order a mattress and you post it on your Instagram, write a little testimonial about how much you love sleeping on a ghost bed, congratulations. Just tag Drinking Bros and tag at Ghost Bed, and they're going to send you 2 free pillows. That is the new deal. I feel like every time they've got a new deal, and it's rad for everyone.
Yeah, they are one of the best at coming up with new marketing plans that are like that are mutually beneficial for both them and the customer. Like, they really give they give maximum effort.
Right.
You know what I mean? I like this. We love working with
maximum effort out of there. Yeah. Also, 36-month pay-as-you-go program, no interest there. At ghostbed.com/drinking bros. So that 30% off deal when we type in drinking bros at checkout will also be included in the 36-month no interest pay-as-you-go program. So you might want to do it, kids. Now is the time for you to get mattresses. Next up, the Associated Press has now turned into an evil organization that is completely untrue.
Not now.
Yeah. It's getting there.
It's been there for a very long time. So let me just, you've heard me talk about this before. You actually maybe heard me talk about it on American Party yesterday a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to get into a little bit more of this stuff today because I've had it with these people. Associated Press is supposed to be just the news, right? No
Correct.
Editorializing, yep. None of that bullshit, just fucking straight up. Here are the details of what happened. Make your own conclusion. That's the purpose. And the Associated Press contracts out their information to all these other news agencies, right? Mm-hmm. So when they're putting spin on things, that fucking traction continues and it just gets spun up even more and more as it goes downstream to these other news organizations. It's why we can't understand what the fuck's happening anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? Sometimes it's garden variety incompetence, right? In certain industries. Sometimes it's malevolence. I think the auto industry, where they decided to focus less on the product quality, was garden variety incompetence. That's just stupid, right? The pharmaceutical industry raising prices on drugs that they know people need to survive, that's evil, right?
Right.
The Associated Press is evil. Recently, they released a memo, so this is in the last week. instructing their journalists to not refer to the situation at the border as a crisis. The memo stated, this is a quote, "The current events in the news is a problem for border officials, a political challenge for Biden, and a dire situation for many migrants who make the journey, but it does not fit the classic dictionary definition of a crisis."
It's crazy.
What the fuck does that mean?
It's absolutely crazy.
They also said, they told the journalists not to use the surge, this is another quote, or use the word surge. "Because migration is such a hot button issue, we also should try to avoid imagery conjuring war or natural disaster, which could portray migrants as a negative, harmful influence. Avoid emotive words like onslaught, tidal wave, flood, inundation, surge, invasion, army, march, sneak, and stealth."
Yep.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Have you not read Brave New World? The first thing that happens leading up to fascism is people start stealing language away from you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is the telltale sign of this shit. And by the way, not that I'm implying there's some complicity, but AOC was on Instagram yesterday talking the same shit. Like, these are words about war.
Yeah.
Like fucking zooming in and out on her stupid fucking bug-eyed face. This is nothing new for the Associated Press, though, as I alluded to before. And by the way, this is fucking, it should be illegal, right?
Yes.
It should be illegal for them to be able to manipulate people like this, but it's not. It's nothing new for them. They've been attempting to rig elections, by the way, behind the scenes for as long as they've existed. Do we have the master switch button on the board yet?
Oh, boy. Every time you talk about the master switch by Tim Wu, I'm going to bring up my favorite book, The Art of Stealing by Ricky Henderson, who says, dive headfirst into life. I've had first in life.
Okay. I like that, actually.
Yeah, it's my favorite book.
So here's some excerpts from The Master Switch. Rutherford B. Hayes was a close friend of William Henry Smith, a former politician who is now the key political operator at the Associated Press, right? He's the guy that was a liaison between D.C. and the Associated Press. All right. More generally, since the Civil War, the Republican Party and telegraph industry had enjoyed a special relationship, in part because much of what were eventually Western Union's lines were built by the Union Army, right? Mm-hmm. So Western Union used the government to pay for all their fucking cable lines so they could send telegraphs and shit. That part I just added because it's all about money. Western Union and Associated Press were partners back then.
Correct.
The media and communications industries are regularly accused of trying to influence politics. But what went on in the 1870s was a wholly different order from anything we could imagine today. Excuse me. Working closely with the Republican Party and avowedly Republican papers like the New York Times. They were Republican back in the day, by the way. Crazy to think
about. It's still
that
liberal. Now. Republicans were just kind of liberal back then.
Yeah, I guess in modern terms, yeah. The ideal of an unbiased press, by the way, didn't exist back then. So there were like liberal and conservative papers.
Yeah.
Anyways. They did what they could to throw the election to Hayes. It was easy. The AP ran story after story about what an honest man Hayes was, what a good governor he had been, and just whatever he had happened to be doing that day, right? It admitted any scandals related to Hayes, and it declined to run positive stories about his rivals, both in his party and, which was James Blaine, and then Samuel Tilden, who he ran against and eventually beat, right?
And this is what's happening today.
It is exactly what's happening today. So they found out, the Republicans found out, I'm sorry, the Associated Press found out that Hayes was losing. He had lost the popular vote by a wide margin, and it looked like he was about to lose the electoral vote as well, right? So the Associated Press did a couple of things. One, by the way, Hayes had lost, it took him 7 tries to win the Republican primary. 7 tries. They had to have 7 separate votes. What does that imply? They had a vote. People didn't like the result. Had a vote. People didn't like the results. Going on in Israel right now with fucking Bibi.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyways, despite extensive intimidation of Republican supporters, they remained unsure of their victory in the South. So the GOP sent some telegrams of its own to the Republican governors in the South with special instructions for manipulating state electoral commissions, and the AP facilitated this. As a result, the Hayes campaign abruptly claimed victory, and AP published it, resulting in an electoral dispute that made Bush v. Gore seem like a garden party. After a few brutal months, the Democrats relented, finally, allowing Hayes the presidency in exchange, most historians believe, for the removal of federal troops from the South, effectively ending Reconstruction. So you can blame the Associated Press and Western Union for the fact that black people suffered under the effects of slavery and Jim Crow for 100 more years than they should have. And these motherfuckers now are trying to manipulate language and manipulate the press so we can fucking what accept the fact that it's okay now that kids are fucking in cages because Biden's the president. That was never a good solution, ever. And now we're just meant to sit here while these motherfuckers manipulate everything. There's no evidence that voting machines or any of that shit were tampered with. I haven't seen any of the evidence that that's true. I've seen some evidence, and none of it was convincing. There is a mountain of evidence that the media in this country has manipulated the vote. If anybody stole the election, it was them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And they continue to do it with impunity. And as a matter of fact, they're getting paid to do it.
Yep. My overall question for all of this is why? With print media dying, essentially, right? You're going to have to move on to something else. Why protect this president who is boring and can't really bring you any clicks?
Have you seen the first season of Sopranos?
Yes.
Remember when they decided to make Junior Soprano the fucking boss? Mm-hmm. Why'd they do that? Because he was an old, feeble, dumb they could all take advantage of. And if anybody takes the hit, it's him and we're all fine. What do you mean why? It's the same old why, man. It's power and money and control, and how to make that power and money control last longer and grow over the longest period of time.
And I agree, but you're going to lose the press, and in particular the AP press. They're going to lose their power and their money when people aren't clicking their articles anymore because they've been so stripped down that it's what's left anymore, and why would you click on the Associated Press?
Why do you think Bezos owns Washington Post and AWS? Right.
Oh yeah.
You think that's an accident?
No.
You think it's an accident that ESPN is buying up all the major sports?
Yeah.
Because they can continue to push their political agenda as long as you have to come there to watch their sports.
Right.
And everybody's going to watch sports. It's the only reason that fucking cable television still exists. By the way,
it is. Yeah.
It's fucking live sports.
And they just did another big deal with the NFL for 11 years.
Yeah.
So they're going to try to keep that train going as long as they can.
What I'm telling you is that the media, just like all politicians, are a bunch of cunts. There's a couple of cutout organizations that are good. I mean, Epoch Times is interesting. I follow
Epoch.
Epoch.
Oh yeah, no.
They're good. Scriber, Scriber News is interesting. A little independent news organization is being stood up right now, primarily in California, but they do a lot of other stuff. I mean, we've managed to take over all the fucking. We're taking a huge market share in advertising away from traditional media. It's time we start taking away their fucking power as well, right?
Yeah.
Tune out of this shit. Fucking hold these people accountable. And don't watch fucking Fox News.
Yeah.
God damn it. Don't watch CNN. Don't even look at this shit if you can avoid it, right? Go find some answers for your fucking self and tune the fuck out of this bullshit because I'm telling you, it is all about connectivity. It's all about this big spider web. Everybody's holding hands and touching each other. And once people start to break that chain, it loosens and eventually fades away. Tune the fuck out of this shit.
We host a million shows a month, so we have to read and watch all of the things, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like most everybody else kind of is. Like, it is kind of falling away.
Yeah.
And I did read an article about how, you know, How much longer can these newspapers survive now that Trump isn't in there anymore? And nobody really has the answer. They're like, man, maybe a year, maybe two. We'll see what happens after that. Somebody's going to have to rise out of this. But who is it going to be and why? And then who's going to be controlling the back end of it? The other thing, too, that is interesting is most of these politicians, a lot of them have podcasts now, like you were saying earlier, or using their Instagram to go live on things.
Right.
Did you watch the AOC shit, her going live?
I watched a few minutes, which is all I can tolerate.
Yeah, right? She's trying to blame some of the border crisis on climate control.
On white supremacy, yeah.
White supremacy, yeah.
That's white supremacy, by the way, because, long pause, let me think of a reason.
Yep.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
It's like Mad Libs.
Yeah.
And white supremacy is in bold text, and then the fucking the blank spaces is whatever I can think of right now. What a stupid bitch.
But she was down there with the fake picture at the border.
Yeah.
We all saw it. Bob, bring that picture of AOC up at the border where she just can't take it. She just can't take it anymore.
Standing at the chain link fence.
Yeah, go to full screen for that. There she is.
Yeah, and then show, click the one on the left.
Yeah.
There you go. Now put that on because this is the one that shows her, the two images in the top right are what she posted.
Go full screen with that.
This is Candace Owens like making fun of her. I don't think this is a dual.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, go the one that's on the right, right there. Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, there it is.
This is her, and you can see from the other angle, right, that she's literally staring off into the void. There's nothing over there. Right? One, two. Oh, fucking no. Oh, no.
No, look at that. Look at how angry she is.
Stupid motherfucker she is.
Beautiful shot, though. I don't know what kind of camera that is. Beautiful shot there.
Shutter speed could have been a little better on that one, but probably. That's a great shot right there.
It is. So my question is this, right? She cared so much before.
Right.
Why isn't she there now?
Because it's gotten worse. People inside the party are telling her not to be. That's why. I mean, honestly, she pretends like she's this fucking maverick that's not subject to anybody's rules.
Yeah.
But look at her outburst when it's a Republican versus when it's a Democrat doing something. The Democrat ones are maybe just as loud in the beginning, but probably a little less loud, but they last way shorter. Right. She's like, I got to say something. All right, cool. Go talk about it for 2 days. But that's it. That's the conversation that's being had. This woman is a fucking shill.
Yeah. Put this picture up, Bob, right here. Go full screen with that one.
This is the one. This is the perspective you wanted.
Yes, correct.
So this is. Yeah.
And then pop that up full screen for YouTube there, because that's what she was looking at. Oh, man. That was her viewpoint. And it appears to be a parking lot of a DMV, maybe. There's a, you know, every DMV I've gone into in LA looks like that. That is kind of what we're looking at there. And the guy next to her, who looks like a Cuban jazz player, like a Cuban jazz musician with the fedora on. I don't know what his whole sitch was or the all whites, but, you know, I'm sure that those clothes still exist. And if not, they're fairly cheap. You know, go down to a bodega and what is she, Brooklyn? Pick those up. Get on a plane and then go back and do some more reporting.
Yeah. See,
if you truly care, why does it matter who's in office? If you just care about kids in cages at the border, hop on down there.
Well, on,
she's famous as shit. They let her in.
I'll play it here too. Fuck it. I on American Party yesterday, I played the audio of Kamala Harris talking about this during the campaign. Right.
Yeah.
Hang on.
This was one of their big running points that they were like, hey man, we're running on this.
I'm gonna play the audio again
soon, yeah, so. Go ahead, bop it into the microphone.
What is happening with the detention of these children, the circumstances by which they arrived, is a human rights abuse being committed by the United States government. And so we are here to stand up and say that we are not going to allow this to happen, not on our watch. I will tell you, when elected, the first thing I'm going to do, one of the first things, is to shut down these private detention facilities. Just shut them down.
There you go.
Now, that happened, right?
Did it? Did it happen now?
So what is the point that we're making here? Is it that this behavior down at the border is unacceptable? Or are we saying because both sides are... One side bitches when the other one's guilty of it, but then is silent when their side is, and then vice versa. Are we saying that this is too complex of an issue for us and we're just making it partisan for no reason and to the detriment of both ourselves and these children who are locked up in cages? I believe it's probably the latter, right?
Right.
This is a complex situation. There's no good answer for this shit. I mean, you know, there's some bad answers. Bad answers are fucking having lax policies on it because they just send more people.
Yeah.
Right? Like we can't have this continue to scale, because then it becomes completely unmanageable. I mean, it's bad now, but it becomes completely unmanageable. There's going to be people walking fucking 40, 50 deep across our border several fucking hundred times a day for the next whoever fucking knows. They're expecting like 22 to 25,000 people a day, or a month rather.
Right.
For the next 7 months.
The worst was the footage I saw last night.
Yeah, where they're dropping the 3- and 5-year-old. Tim Kennedy posted that too.
Yeah, Tim Kennedy posted it this morning, and I read the article. I did not see the footage until Tim Kennedy posted it. And then they left. They just fucking ran up the hill. Like, they're clearly just dropping kids over. And then what's the point of that, by the way? And I'm asking as a serious question.
From the parent's perspective, the point is, if my kids, this is now Guatemala and even further south, right? That they're coming from now. their idea is that narco terrorists are going to come to my village or my town and kidnap my fucking 5, 10, 15-year-old male child and put them into the fucking cartel, and I'll never see them again. At least if I'm never going to see them again, they can be in America where somebody will take care of them. That's what they're thinking. Now, what the coyotes are thinking is they get $3,750 per person to ship them over the border, right? This is why I always bitch about everything we've done with there's no rush, Giorgio. It's going to be 4:30 for that next one. Everything we've done with closed border policy without actually addressing having a positive move towards citizenship for people who deserve it, right, and go through the right process to make that fucking normal and not crazily or like insanely hard to do. And then maybe creating some standoff by making some deals with the Mexican government some way instead of Trump saying, we're going to fucking build a wall. Mexico's going to pay for it. You know what I mean? Why say that? Why not say, hey, we're going to work together to solve this issue? Because Mexico is dealing with it at their southern border, too, with Guatemala.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we're just full of shit here. We're completely full of shit.
I think...
Hold on. Homer Kahn says that's not true. He's a CBP agent. I want to know why. What I said that wasn't true and why.
Yeah.
But keep going.
Yeah, we'll pop it up there. So with... And this is my understanding of it. Because I thought the same thing, right? Of all right, if we stop the southern border as well as the northern border of Mexico, then yeah, you could shut this down.
Right.
My understanding of it is that our U.S. government did not want to give Mexico the money because it would be used improperly and probably
wasn't going towards
the borders.
They're corrupt as shit. Yeah.
They had tried it in the past, and I'm not sure which administration it was, so forgive me. And after that, they were like, well, shame on us. We just sent them fucking money. And
Yeah. Now, I mean, we've been doing that all over the Middle East for fucking 20 years now. You know what I mean? Well, longer than that, actually. But it's for sure Mexico is completely corrupt.
Right? Could you send our own troops down to that border in of Mexico and do it? And would anybody approve that? Would this administration approve it? Would anybody do that?
No, they're not going to approve that at all. But that's what Guatemala is doing. So Guatemala sent troops to their southern border, even though they're losing people to Mexico and then eventually the U.S. But they actually put armed troops with riot gear and fucking batons and pepper spray down at their southern border.
Right.
Which is, by the way, a lot more narrow than ours is.
Yeah.
And DeSalvo, you're right. He did work with Trump, did work with Mexico later on and got a lot of shit done. I'm just saying the attitude of, you know, it's us versus them. And no, it's a problem that has to be fixed. Got to get away from that us versus them type of thinking because it's not helpful, man. I mean, you have to incentivize good behavior and decentivize bad behavior. The Democrats have fucked that last one up. They incentivize bad behavior all the time.
Yeah.
Like by saying, by keeping DACA alive, so DACA should apply to the kids who are here now. Mm-hmm. And then they put out a statement. If you show up tomorrow, you don't count.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because otherwise people are just going to, who wouldn't?
Yeah. When does it end?
Hey, they're giving out free shit over there. Why would they not come?
Yeah. You know when does it end? Yeah.
So, they've done that, the catch and release program that's popular under Obama, now popular under Biden. Apparently he brought that shit back, is fucking stupid.
Right.
It is. And it's, there's 11 million illegals in this country, conservative estimate, that haven't don't get dealt with at all. So if you're a potential illegal immigrant and you know, all you have to do is fucking get in and they'll probably just kick you loose somewhere. Mm-hmm. Why would you not do that? You know what I mean? Where is the incentive to not do that or go through the proper channels or whatever it is? This doesn't exist. You know what I mean?
It doesn't. And I think the only way it would possibly get better is to actually go into these countries and break up the cartels. But let's face it, that's probably not going to happen either, right?
No. I mean, yeah. Let's see. Mexico also deports. Yeah, yeah. So... Homer Kahn saying he, by the way, he works in that field. The kids, the Guatemalan kids are being separated from parents even before Mexico, because Mexico will keep the kid too, even if it doesn't have a parent, and they'll let them stay. But if it has a parent, they deport the entire family unit. But if there's no parent, they don't deport, basically.
Okay.
That's why they're sending the kids over, I guess, by themselves.
Right.
But I don't know how, I mean, maybe they're counting on later on being able to fucking, join them. Right. Once they get established there, so they can be their spawn. I don't know what the fucking long term plan is, but whatever the fucking plan is, it's just not being handled well. And it hasn't ever been handled well by our government. You know what I mean? We just put Band-Aids on things. But these are people's lives. Whatever you feel about the sovereignty of America, I would challenge you to consider what you would do. And you can, if a fucking child that needed help, regardless of their race, religion, or ethnicity, walked up to you. You know what I mean? Because I know what I would fucking do. I'd help the kid. I don't give a shit who they are, who their parents are, where the fuck they came from. And that's not what we're doing right now. We're not helping them also, though, by allowing their parents to do this shitty behavior. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That doesn't help the kid long term. What helps, you got to prepare the kid for the road, not the road for the kid. You know, we say that shit all the time. This is unacceptable behavior by their parents. And it's only facilitated by the weakness of the left in this country, right? But the weakness of the left only wins because of the stupidity of the right, because they failed to take care of the fucking problem when they had the chance.
That's yeah. It is so big and requires so much money. I don't know what the answer is. Jaron Carter is saying that 11 million was the number from the survey 15 years ago. Correct. I had read it was somewhere right around 14.
I would be surprised if it's not way more than that.
Probably, but we will never know. And that's the other issue with this is how do you tax or give Dreamers and everybody else benefits and Social Security numbers? If you don't know how many people are actually here, that's why they try to do the census and everything. So you're trying to figure out, all right, great. How many people are in that area? How much federal aid do they need and require and all this other shit? And you can't because you don't know how many fucking people are here.
Eric MC says immigration and a welfare state. You can't have both. You're goddamn right, man.
Yeah, you can't. The other part of this is if you're in Guatemala, and I just watched a doc on this with my wife, man, maybe about 3 or 4 months ago. Why are you having children to put them in this position at all? Because knowing if that's what your village is and that's what your town is, like the doc we watched was if you were born in this town, boom, they were snatching you up at like 5 years old.
Yeah.
Why have children then if this is the outcome?
I don't know. I mean, Homer can, again, is saying that the fear recruitment is on the downslope right now, maybe because of COVID. I don't know what's been happening over the last year, but it's been a problem for a while. I don't know, man. I really don't know. I also don't know how I just asked him in the chat, but I don't know how they're traveling on planes without identification. These illegals that are being caught and released into the public. That part is very, very disturbing to me because that's a lot of people that are involved in them moving around illegally.
Yeah. I mean, you know, right now they're talking about doing this vaccination ID or
passport.
Yeah. And it's like, dude, you're going to ask for that, but you're not going to ask for an ID when you go to vote.
Yeah.
Some of these places, like Georgia is my home state. So they're going through their shit right now with this, where it's mandatory to show an ID to vote. And it's like, what the fuck, man?
I don't understand how that is intrinsically racist to ask for ID.
I don't either.
I mean, if the problem
white
is,
people should have a fucking ID too, man. Show up and say who you are.
Yeah. Like, if the issue is that minority groups are having a more difficult time getting ID, the solution is not to stop asking for ID in the most important institution, voting, that we have. Yeah. The solution is to get them ID.
Yeah.
ID, by the way, costs a lot less than fucking having shitty elections. Like the fucking consequence of having bad elections far outweighs the price of fucking IDs, motherfucker. What are we doing here?
That's strange.
It's the dumbest goddamn shit I've ever seen. You know what's smart, though, is beard care.
Yeah, it is. Relaxedstandard.com. Promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off. There it is.
Boom. It's the best shit on the planet. It's what I put in my fucking face hair every single day.
Every day.
Like every single day.
Every single day. Yeah. We partnered up with this company and you always smell delightful walking in the office. I've said this for years.
It's a great smell. It's also, I've been using this for about 2 years.
But it's original. I've never smelled it somewhere else. I use this other special aftershave from straightrazors.com. That's my favorite. I've used it for years and years and years. I've never smelled a scent like this.
No,
with that beard clay that you're using right now, I've never smelled a scent like that. And yes, you smell like a beautiful man.
It's really
man.
Good. It's really good. I mean, the fragrance is very good. I like it. It's very manly, but it doesn't smell like you're trying too hard. You know what I mean? Which is nice.
Yeah.
Developed by Green Beret. Very good. It's most of these beard care products all have the same ingredients. It's some kind of oil, some kind of something else, right? But it's all the same. And they just throw some kind of weird fragrance into it, whatever it happens to be. This is completely different. There's like 4 or 5 different kind of chemicals inside of it, like B vitamins that make your beard grow better. You know what I mean? So it's like a full, it's like getting a spa day on your fucking beard, basically, every single morning. That's how I look at it. It's relaxstandard.com, and the promo code is Drinking Bros for 20% off. We own part of that company and very proud of the work they do. the quality of the products is fucking unmatched.
Yes,
it's the best I've ever seen. So.
It is. And it's relaxedstandard.com, yep. R-E-L-A-X-E-D, standard.com. Promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off. You've been using it for years. And yeah, man, that's the best in the biz. Look, everybody has their favorite, right? Mm. And that's been yours for years and years and years. I can't grow a beard.
Yeah.
I'm a loser.
Yeah, I saw, by the way,
I'm a loser.
Going back into the ID thing, I saw a funny ass meme the other day. Some lady posted, "Why can't it be as hard to fucking get a gun as it is to vote?" Like, oh, do you want them just to mail your fucking gun in the mail? Is that what you're asking for, you stupid bitch? Jesus Christ. I don't care about this Biden dog thing. Let's skip it.
Yeah. Next up, diversity and inclusion. Chief under investigation for comparing Trump to Hitler.
Yeah, I think didn't he already get booted?
Did.
Yeah, so the DOD is investigating the head of the U.S. SOCOM Office of Diversity and Inclusion for posting anti-Trump content to social media. Now, it wasn't just anti-Trump content. It's just pictures comparing Trump to Hitler all the time.
I remember the one that I think was the final straw for this guy. It was when Trump was holding up that Bible across the street.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Hitler was holding up what looked like a copy of Mein Kampf or something like that. And put him side by side. And the guy still got hired.
Probably not. I mean, look, how could you not? In today's day and age, you're going to hire a guy that does front-facing stuff that you have to know. Even if you're a fucking full-on baked-in leftist, you understand that all of this intersectionality bullshit is a highly controversial subject, right? So certainly you're going to go in and fucking vet all the social media this guy's ever done. Right? You would think
should
so.
Should be the easiest thing.
You would think so.
And I mean, this was within the last year.
That's why you've asked me this before. Why would you float somebody's name and then see what happens? Because you don't want to pay a team to go research this guy. You want Twitter to do it for you.
Right.
And then they'll be like, fuck this guy. And you're like, all right, cool. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that, by the way. Like, if you're trying to vet somebody, crowdsourcing it is a good idea.
Yeah.
A spokesman for USACOM confirmed that the Pentagon is open an investigation into the Torres Estrada over his social media post. By the way, his name is Richard Torres Estrada. This raises a really important question. Who the fuck thinks we need a diversity and inclusion department for special forces? Is the job getting done?
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck? By the way, one of the most prolific intelligence operators in the history of this country is a woman named Shannon Kent. She died in January 2019.
We had her husband on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is a fucking hero. She is responsible for somewhere between 400 and 600 terrorists dying. One of the most prolific terrorist hunters in the history of this country. And she's a female, right?
Yep.
What the fuck are we talking about here?
Like,
if one of the best is something, it's hard to say that it's not inclusive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That just doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
She did that job for years.
14, I believe.
So. Yeah.
14 to 16 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, Marty Scoblin and her husband Joe are working on her life story right now.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, it's going to be that one's going to be on my list as soon as it's fucking out. Anyways, like some of the stuff they've done over the last couple of years in the military in the U.S., increased priority on diversity and inclusiveness, obviously. One of the examples is they created a new flight suit for pregnant women.
Really?
Yeah. That's weird, right?
Are they allowed to fly in a?
There's maybe the first trimester,
doing a couple G's,
but that
or?
Seems that seems well. I mean, flight suits are worn by like crews, loadies, and people like that too. So
okay.
it's not just actual pilots. So maybe that makes sense. Maybe they have logistical people because women work until they're 8 months pregnant most of the time, unless they don't work at all.
Yeah,
depending on what they do.
Depending on what your job is.
Yeah. That one makes, I guess, some kind of sense, but the inclusiveness part. It's intended to be an exclusive club. You can either do the job or you cannot do the job. That's the whole fucking point, right? And I promise you, when you go into selections, no one gives a fuck what anybody looks like.
Yeah.
They care about whether or not you're going to survive the next operation. Evan said it during Wally Tazlim's It's Who We Are on Black Rifle. When you're in combat, you find out real quick that being a fucking... racist will get you killed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that shit doesn't work in real life. So those people don't think that way. It's a meritocracy. Like if you're good at doing the job, you're the one doing it. You know what I mean? That's just the way it is. I don't know about all this. It's weird because we talked about this a couple of weeks ago with what we're doing and how we're handling our military right now, and then what China's doing with its children. They started new programs in their fucking elementary schools to teach young men to be more manly.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, at least according to the left, they're deeply involved in fucking information operations against us politically. And all the stuff that we're doing politically right now is revolving around this intersectionality that they're doing the opposite of. Now, that seems like a problem, and a very obvious one.
Tim Kennedy's got a school.
Yeah, yeah, he does. I'm helping him out with some stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
But we talked about
let me ask you this: what's worse, in your opinion? I think the psychology aspect of it, with the media and everything else, and the words you can't say, and all of it, is worse than this other shit, because that's going to train the way you think and read and all that stuff. Growing up into an adult.
Now, we talk about it all the time. That's the coddling of the American mind, that book I reference sometimes. That they are training kids, and even fucking millennials, which are not kids anymore, by the way. They're cruising around. Even Gen Z is now fucking in the workforce. They're training these people to believe in and demonstrate the behaviors of somebody with post-traumatic stress. You know what I mean? That's fucking stupid as shit.
It's crazy.
It's the biggest self-destruction I've ever seen, honestly. Yeah. I've never seen anything like this. Luckily, there's enough people cruising around that notice it. So without independent media, by the way, we would be fucked. Without podcasts, we would be done. This country would be fucking on its way headlong into authoritarianism.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure. By the way, if you're pregnant out there and you are in one of these flight suits, send in a picture and say, hey, do you want this?
And tell
I don't
me
even
what
know
your,
if women want that.
And tell me what your job is, too. I'm just kind of curious. Like, they're certainly not flying at that point. There's no way.
I don't know.
And women fly on commercial airliners. But, like, if you're a Lodi or if you're a fucking, I don't know, if you're a gunner or whatever the fuck, it seems, I don't think they would have you if you were pregnant in one of those positions because of the lifting and all this stuff. But I don't actually know. So
I think when my wife was pregnant, like, you couldn't fly past 6 months. Bob, your wife is pregnant right now. Did they tell you anything about flying?
I think it's like just the third trimester is when you can't
the
get
whole
up there.
Third, huh? So seven through nine.
Yeah, the whole third. Yeah.
I think we're not planning on fucking flying during that time
Bob,
so.
I mean, if we get a flight of somebody pregnant in a flight suit, yes, we're going to get her on a fucking plane and get her out.
Like, yeah, we'll get your wife a flight suit.
Yeah. We'll get her on a flight somewhere. We're somewhere long with a lot of layovers.
Fiji. <I'll be> like,
babe, we gotta shove some G's through the baby for content.
Yeah.
we'll fix the narrative somehow I'll do some fake research. Oh, it says right here that fucking 10 G's on a baby is a good thing. Like, baby comes out with a flat head.
Yeah,
like,
oh, the shit. Head's a cone head. Doesn't pop out.
Yeah, we're not.
The circular shape. Not.
About to be putting a lot of stress on our health insurance.
Yeah. Well, that's still shit. Yeah, I forgot we pay for his goddamn health insurance.
Right.
Son of a bitch.
Cardomax.com.
I'm drinking it right now.
is where you got to go. If you want to be a man, if you want to man up in this life, go to Cardomax.com. Cardomax.
Learn how to card a fuck.
Yeah. Energy intensifier. Pop some of that in. That'll fucking blast you off into outer space, past the 5Gs, whatever it is. Whatever it is. It'll do it. Sean Mattson owns it. And like I said at the top of the show, he is got a leg injury, so he is out of the bomb suit race on Saturday. Training for that shit, man. 84 pounds is a lot. It's a lot, Sean.
It's too much weight.
I think he's... Look, you start to get older, that shit happens all the time.
Yeah, for sure it does.
So... I understand it sucks, though, because we were all amped about it, and the race was on Saturday. He's still going to be there to support. Obviously, Sean was on last week, Navy SEAL. This is his company.
That was this week.
Yeah, was it
really? That was Monday. Yep, exactly.
Boy, I live in a sim world.
I've done like 15 shows this week. One of them was
I live in a sim world.
One of them was really fun last night. We got super high. So Adam Ray, obviously you guys know, he's coming on to the network with Chuck Liddell. Their new show Icebreakers is going to come out mid-April time.
Yep.
He has another show called About Last Night where he interviews all of his comedian buddies. Uh-huh. Did Bill Burr yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
And I think, when does that air, Giorgio? Do you know? That Bill Burr About Last Night? Is it?
Boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, sorry. For Adam. 2 Mondays from now?
Okay, cool. Okay. That's he's on. So he's on Mondays. Just keep an eye out for it. He interviewed Bill Burr the other day. Super funny. And then afterwards, we did a show with Derek Post and one of his comedian friends, and then two other comedians whose names escape me. One of them was Jeff. One of them was Sam, but I don't remember their last names. At any rate, super funny. We got really high and watched. We didn't watch. We just reviewed The Sandlot.
Okay, great
for
movie.
2 hours.
Great movie.
It was. Oh man, it was fun.
Great.
It was
film.
Really fun. And I was on. I had
Wendy Peppercorn
to stave off the all the weed I was smoking. I had to fucking dump a lot more energy intensifier into my beverage.
Yes, you that is I mean? That is mandatory.
Kept me awake.
Mandatory. Go to cardomax.com. It's a BOGO.
Yeah,
buy one, get one free bag. Go to cardomax.com. Use the promo code DB. Buy one, get one free. I'm a blue raspberry guy. Dan is a pink lemonade guy. Mm-hmm. That is probably only going to go on for a few more months because people are buying the shit out of that. I get it. We love it. And it's always here. So go to cardomax.com, CARDOMAX.com. Promo code DB for the BOGO. Next up, those vaccination passports are coming. We knew they would be coming, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, there's no way this is going to be legal.
I don't think so either.
I mean, it's a fucking violent, like, who could ask for it? The federal government can't ask you for medical records without a warrant,
right,
by the way.
Right.
So get fucked. You know what I mean? And a private company can't ask you without for your medical records without a written consent from you.
Right.
Although they do reserve the right to refuse business for anyone.
Correct.
Right. So but come on.
Yeah.
This is fucking stupid.
Yeah. So again, it was like I was saying, you don't need an ID to vote, but now you're going to need a vaccination passport to do business. You know, this has been a hot button topic for the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I see happening from my perspective as an American. I think other countries will ask you for it to fly into their country.
Right.
I would be shocked if, well, no, I wouldn't be shocked. I don't think Biden will ask it for other countries. Right. But he's going to require it for other Americans.
We
probably.
Certainly should. Yeah. I mean, it definitely seems like we should test other people coming in. Right now, because that's how it got here in the first place, and it was probably done by China, right? So
right.
That seems like a fair thing to ask, I suppose. I guess another question. I mean, one, you can't check every single person that comes in and out of the country always, because maybe you can check them for that vaccination, but what if it's something new,
yep.
Right? Once there's herd immunity, it's not going to be dangerous. It's going to be even less dangerous than it is now.
Correct.
But. Trying to find or identify some new threat isn't going to happen fast enough for that system to work. So there's no point in doing it. You know what I mean? So maybe I'm wrong about that. I don't think an international vaccine checklist would be worthwhile.
Honestly. No, and I know Japan, Denmark, China, and there's a few others that are rolling out this similar like certificates.
Mm-hmm.
Look, man, it's like taking a dog on a plane. I Greeked one of those fucking things for a movie. Like we had our art department make this certificate for the dog.
Yeah.
He was
yeah.
You know,
a lot of people have dog. Service dogs.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And this is going to be no different, man. People are going to be selling fake fucking vaccination.
Yeah. Yeah.
Paperwork. And this is dumb.
Yeah.
All of this is dumb. But that's where we are.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Beerworth just said he had to get tested when he left Africa. He's a contractor. That makes sense because they have issues down there. I mean, look, if you're coming from a place that has a high concentration,
risk, yeah.
I mean, maybe if you know something's going on, then that's fine. Because it's the same thing we do with security. If we know that there's a high threat risk from a particular region, we scan those people a little bit more, right?
Yep.
So that's just the way it is.
Last but not least here, cities in California unveil universal basic income programs for low-income families, unless they're white.
Mm.
Unless they are white. You and I chatted a little bit about this the other day. I did more research on it, and you are indeed correct. I could not believe it. It's going to be $500 as long as you're not white.
Mm-hmm. The only requirements are families must have at least one child under the age of 18, have a household income at or below 50% of the area median income, which, by the way, is well above the poverty level in Oakland.
Yeah.
I mean, the median income there is high as fuck. It's a spillover from fucking San Francisco now.
Yeah.
My rent in Uptown Oakland on, like, I guess it would have been 22nd Street. It's not, it was Piedmont, but it would have been 22nd Street. So 21 blocks, 22 blocks up from Jack London Square. It's where my place is. Really nice area. My rent went from like $1,700 to like $3,400
right.
over the course right. of 6 or 7 years. So that the median income there is fucking really high.
Well, what happened is like in Alameda, you know, you couldn't afford to live in San Francisco, so you would live there and then take the ferry over to go to work.
Yeah,
and it was kind of like Hoboken to New York City, where it was like Hoboken rents went through the fucking roof.
Yep.
Now it was still cheaper than living in the city, but still shit.
Yeah. The last thing that we didn't mention is that they can't be white. So this isn't the first program of its type. It is one of the largest guaranteed income programs in the U.S. so far, but it's not the first. And it's the only one to limit participation to specific ethnicities. Now, it's privately funded, so I don't know how that works.
Uh-huh.
The reason that they gave for white families not being eligible is that on average, white households in Oakland make 3 times as much annually as black households, right? So if they're making 3 times as much, the average white household, that person doesn't qualify, right?
Yeah.
They qualify based on their income. So what does their race have to do with anything?
Yeah.
Right? So a poor white family, just because most of the white people there are wealthier, has to suffer because you hate white people. You fucking cunt. That's the only fucking thing that's happening here. And it's pathetic, to be honest. It is genuinely pathetic that you could look at somebody, that you could look at a poor family that's struggling and say, because of the way you look, we're not going to help you. That's fucking racist. It can't get any more racist than that. And you're a piece of shit if you believe that. Mayor Libby Schaaf, you're a real cunt.
Why Fuck aren't you. More people outraged about this story? Because it's gotten very little coverage.
When is anything like this going to get coverage, man? I mean, who's going to cover it?
I don't know. White people?
No. They're afraid now to get canceled or whatever. The fuck? I don't know why it's not getting coverage. I mean, if you can't call something out that's wrong because the person doing it agrees with your worldview otherwise, then, you know, that's how fucking things like fascism come into play, right?
Yeah.
Hitler was able to link up with people on enough stuff, right? On economic stuff, on national stuff and things like this, to where they bought into the rest of his bullshit. And by the time they realized what was happening, it was too late. You know what I mean? The Marin County Foundation, who's doing this, or who is also doing something like this, will give $1,000 per month to 125 low-income women as long as they meet the requirements of having one child under the age of 18 and are non-white. Right? So let's make this clear. A specific group of people are being excluded for the sole reason of their skin color. Has nothing to do with their income. If it was just based on income, whomever fell into that income bracket with one child under 18 would qualify.
The other problem I have with this is by stating that you need one child for this. Let's say you don't have a child. You're going to look at this and be like, well, shit, time to make a baby because now I'm going to get paid to have more money.
It's what we're talking about with the immigration thing. They're now incentivizing bad behavior.
Yeah.
Right? Not that having a child is bad behavior, but doing it so without a plan is not a great idea.
How long until somebody breaks open this border story?
Well, we're going to do it, actually, right after this.
We
have James Klug coming on right after this. We're going to record, and it's going to be out Sunday night.
Okay.
And we're going to detail everything that's going on down there. Statements from the former fucking CBP chief,
mm-hmm.
right, that he spoke to the other day. Statements from him, video from him, all sorts of shit.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. I know we got something was going on in the background here, and if that's it, that would be a great show. We're going to tape that right after this, huh?
Yep.
Fantastic. Sunday night show. Stay tuned. We've had some fucking bangers on this show, for Christ's sakes. Now's the point in the show we get to the Drinking Bro of the Week. This one was submitted by Keith Kaler from Texas, member of Drinking Bros for 3 years. He's nominating Lamar Kaler. He said, I'd like to nominate my late grandfather, Lamar Kaler, for Drinking Bro of the Week. In 1943, at the age of 18, he enlisted in the Army and served as a combat engineer assigned to the 164th Combat Engineer Battalion. After landing at Normandy on D-Day, he served all over Europe theater, earning 5 battle stars.
Holy shit.
One of the most important battles he participated in was the Battle of Remagen. After Germans destroyed the bridge that stretched across the Rhine River, he and his team were assigned to river protection while other engineer battalions began to work to rebuild the bridge. Said there wasn't a single day that he wasn't there taking sniper fire, artillery strikes, or aerial attacks from Luftwaffe.
And Luftwaffe.
Luftwaffe.
Yeah, it's their Air Force.
Gotcha. And one of his stories that stuck with me over the years was his time on the Rhine when he and his team came under one of their routine sniper attacks. He said that he was either me or them, and he had to get at it, Dan, you know, had to get after it.
Those guys, by the way, when you hear one of the reasons we revere them so much, even though there was a lot more fucked up shit. I mean, you think about some of these battles. That one was from the 7th to 25th of March, I believe, in 1945. Think of the Battle of the Bulge. Mm-hmm. It's relatively short. I mean, but the trees are exploding around you. And also, you didn't ask to be there. Most of those guys were draftees. We all fucking signed up to go fight. We knew what we were getting into.
Yeah.
So that's when you wonder why people from the GWAT, even though it's a little bit more fucked up, and you get into combat more frequently in the GWAT than you did back then, right? Even though a lot of the stuff was more fucked up, we knew what we were getting into for the most part. We chose to be there. And these guys, like the way he's explaining this, he's just reacting. He didn't come there to fucking do anything.
Right.
He showed up because his country asked him to and they needed him to, and that's it. You know what I mean? That's why we fucking love these dudes so much. And they're fucking all gone.
Yeah, they're all gone. He says, so after the war, he came back home to Pennsylvania where he worked as a mechanic, married my grandmother, had 5 children, 9 grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren. 3 years ago, he died peacefully in his sleep at the age of 93. Holy shit. And he was one of the most kind-hearted and caring human beings I've ever had to know, and my inspiration for joining the military. It would be awesome if he could get Drinking Bro of the Week. Of course. Cheers. And anyone can get Drinking Bro of the Week by submitting at drinkingbros.com. There's a submission form at the top. Just put your name in, who you're going to nominate, and it goes directly to our email immediately. Just pops up during the show, and they're not screened. We will read them live on air. And while you're on drinkingbros.com, we've got some merch that is finally in the store. Dan, you're wearing one of the tees today.
Yep, sure am.
Yeah, there it is.
It's Uncle Dan wants you to get fucked or some shit.
Yeah, wants you to get fucked. Boom. Look at that.
All right, this is I want you. There's no uncle.
Yeah.
I am an uncle, though.
Yeah, you are. Are you?
Yeah.
Is your brother have a kid?
My sister has 2.
Okay. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, and I've, you know, Jared's kids, your kids.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, but
I get them in the divorce. If we ever break up as friends, I get the kids.
Obviously.
And I'm turning them into like a fucking full-on, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Some kind of fighting force, like maybe Captain Planet style. I don't know yet.
Have them train with baboons.
Oh, yeah. Like we'll have them tearing baboons in half.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
No, I'm not going to get your kids killed. That's stupid. Fake Dan. We're going to fucking cut his health.
I say we put him to the test.
No, we're going to cut his health insurance and then let him fight 2 baboons. And
I say we put him to the test.
You survive, you get back on the insurance.
We appreciate you being here, kids. We're going to tape another show after this, and that will air on Sunday nights. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave reviews for the show. That really is what moves us up the charts. It is not the amount of listeners, like for real. So just go to iTunes and do that. Doesn't matter what it is. You can say how sexy Dan is.
Thanks.
Or how sexy his beard is. Or how much you like relaxstandard.com.
Mm.
Promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off. Do whatever you want in the reviews. Just leave them. That's what matters. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.